Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Hendricks bringing us back. Welcome back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Catherine Caputa is our guest, our good friend. Catherine with a C, Caputa with a K. She's the author of so many books on branding, Breakthrough Branding, You Are a Brand, Women Who Brand. I've got four or five right in front of me, Catherine. How many you got?
Graduate to a Great Career. That's for new graduates, branding themselves.
That's the new one. Yeah, we launched that about a year ago, didn't we?
Yes.
And so I need your website, Catherine.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you're going to find all about my four books and really how to build your own brand. And I've got a lot of articles on there and videos on the art of personal branding. And for small business owners and entrepreneurs, how to brand your business in tandem with your personal brand.
It's an important site, folks. I encourage you to go there. You'll thank me later. Okay, Catherine, you're the branding guru. How would you help Mr. Trump with his brand? I mean, he's a branding genius. He's a branding genius, isn't he?
He's a branding genius. However, he's destroying his brand right now because he is, you know, his initial brand that really resonated with people was really built around his slogan, you know, make America great again.
Yep.
And I think that, you know, it really resonated because a lot of people feel the country's broken. You know, what made us great is not really how the country's
But he let himself get pulled in the wrong directions, didn't he?
Yeah. So, you know, so it was something that resonated with middle class, with entrepreneurs. You know, it was really, he's strong. He was a successful businessman. We're a great country, and we've fallen apart. So his message really resonated. But he's not been talking about that recently.
Right.
All he's talking about now is,
small things.
You know, the election's rigged. And so it's, you know, the media's against me. And so it's a very negative. Hillary's a crook.
So you got a company that has employees who have an average tenure of 15, 16 years. You've got a location that's superior to everybody else. You have a reputation as a company that provides excellent service. And
right.
Somebody says, tell us about your business. And you say, well, we just painted our building. That's
right.
A waste. You wasted an opportunity.
Wasted an opportunity. So he's really, you know, gotten off message, and it's gotten to be a very negative message. And frankly, I think a lot of people are wondering, you know, just the whole criticism on the Democratic side has been he's not fit to be president. He doesn't have the temperament.
Well, it's demoralizing his followers.
Right.
It's demoralizing people who might follow him.
A lot of people that were really excited are worried maybe he doesn't have the right temperament because...
Yeah.
Of being in attack mode, and
he seems to be easily baited. He seems to be easily baited, doesn't he?
Easily baited, and that's a big problem.
Yeah. What about Hillary? What kind of brand advice would
you
give to her?
Hillary came in as a weak brand. You know, he came in as a strong brand and is now a weak brand. But she came in as a weak brand, and I think in comparison, she's starting to look much better to people because. Hate was really devastating to a lot of women. He's losing a lot of women votes.
Right, right.
You know, he had attacked certain minorities. You know, don't let Muslims in the country unless they're investigated. So a lot of things that, you know, that you need to, you know, attract, you know, he was hurting. So I think her brand has become stronger just in comparison. And I think she's got a lot of baggage. You know, this whole thing of secrecy and not trusting her has been something that's dogged her throughout her career.
51% said something about Trump's honesty or his values, and that was bad. And then they asked the same question about Hillary, and her number was 61%.
Right, right. Yeah.
Have we ever had in your memory or study of history? Remember a time where we had presidents like this, candidates like this? I mean,
not really this negative. You know, Barry Goldwater, there was a lot of fear mongering about him.
But that wasn't about personal things. That was ideology.
No.
That was political ideology. I'm talking about personal things that we can verify.
Right. No, because you've never seen candidates excoriated on their personal personality and the way they operate. You know, we're seeing like mudslinging in dirt.
But mudslinging presumes that it may not be correct. I mean, some of the stuff that they're throwing at each other is verified.
Exactly.
I mean, look at the emails for Hillary. Look at the videotape of the comments for Trump. I mean, my goodness, this is. So here's my question to you, Catherine. What does this say about America's brand?
Well, I think, you know, there was a lot of publicity the last couple of days that Canada is running an advertising campaign saying that, you know, America's great, you know, the United States is great, sort of trying to pump us up, because I think to the outside world, it's like kind of like, what's going on over there? You know, it's like a banana republic, just the kind of, you know, mudslinging and sloganeering, and it's pretty scary. And that people don't expect this of the United States. They expect us to have better quality people running and to rise above it, because that's what we stand for in the world, you know, this beacon of democracy, and, you know, and that the process will wean out and, you know, quality will go to the top. And
we wound up with a totally dysfunctional Republican primary situation.
Right.
And we wound up with an anointing on the Democrat side.
Right.
And neither one of those are good.
No, neither one of them is. Yeah, and that's where we're at. You know, and we're in a time, too, when everybody's got a phone that can take videos,
Catherine, hold
and
on,
take pictures,
hold on to that
and
thought.
Record
things. I got to take a quick break. I want your website before we go, quickly.
Okay.
Your website, please.
My website is selfbrand, selfbrand.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.